USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump revving up the patriotic crowd at a red, white, and blue Keep America Great rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
It's very hot for this time of the year in parts of the South. For example, in Clayton County, Georgia, it's so hot with the real feel around 100 degrees in the sun, no recess, students being kept inside in the air conditioning.
My teacher said it was going to be like around like 100 degrees.
And this fifth grader learning about the dangers of dehydration.
It's good to stay like hydrated because like if you're not, they might faint.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A call for life-saving supplies to help thousands of people who survive Hurricane Dorian as it hits the Bahamas last week is a Cat 5, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Those items include safe drinking water, sanitation, as well as health supplies. Ryan Paulson, who is the head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, tells us the need also right now is for food, water, and hygiene items.
It's encouraging, however, to see the way that some people, residents, are finding quick solutions to respond to the situation themselves, but they need support. So there is an urgent need for critical life-saving supplies.
I'm John Clemens.
Some good news to report as the Coast Guard rescuing four men trapped on board a cargo ship called the Golden Ray, a day after it turns over on its side. This happening on the St. Simon Sound off the coast of Brunswick, about 80 miles south of Savannah, Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The college admissions cheating scandal back in the news as a well-known TV celebrity from a popular show making a court appearance. She will soon be sentenced for her role in the criminal matter. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement, or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
So what would you do if your bank accidentally makes a six-figure error in your favor? Well, a couple in Pennsylvania now in big trouble after allegedly going wild, spending the money like it's going out of style. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.